This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, everyone. We are Triple Captain at FPL Triple Cap on socials. We are an FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. Obviously, we haven't had a chance to record full episodes over this Christmas period because we've all been busy with getting drunk and eating well. And obviously, the deadline's coming thick and fast. So many things happening, which would kind of make the information that we would give irrelevant anyway. So we just decided to record a few voice notes for this week, and we should be back next week with full recordings when things maybe calm down a little bit more. So looking ahead to game week 21 and tomorrow, the first game week of 2022, the blanks that have been confirmed so far are Southampton versus Newcastle and Leicester versus Norwich. There's potential for double game weeks in game week 21. Follow Ben Krellin on Twitter. He is the man. He has all the latest information and his predictions are very, very accurate. And at the moment, there's a between a 60 and 80% chance that Watford, Brentford and Everton will have double game weeks in game week 21. There's a 40 to 60% chance that Burnley will have a double game week. I think there's a 40 to 60% chance that a couple of other clubs might have a double game week as well. Obviously, if you're looking at transfers, start scouting players from Watford, players from Brentford, players from Everton. I mean, I know they're not the most appealing of teams, but don't sell anyone if you already own them. And maybe have a little look, because a double game week, obviously, you've got players with a chance of scoring double points, playing twice in one game week when other players play only once. So weigh it up. Have you got a player, a mid-priced striker, say, with only one game? Someone like Brogier, for instance, who hasn't actually got a game, like me. I'm looking at bringing in someone like Dennis. Dennis is no longer going to the AFCON from Watford for Brogier, because he is likely to have a double game week. Obviously, I'll wait to see if it's confirmed. Wait on your transfers. But gosh, maybe don't wait too late because the website might crash. I really don't know what advice to give in that respect. I guess maybe 15 minutes, half an hour before the deadline is the safest time to make your transfers. I really wouldn't like to give that advice because the website crashed recently when lots of people obviously tried to make last minute moves. I really don't know what advice to give there. Just hope you get lucky, I guess. But yeah, that would be my advice. I'm looking at Watford's players. I'm looking at Brentford and maybe looking at Ivan Toney. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is back fit for Everton, but obviously his minutes might be managed. But I'm looking at him as well. Everton have got brilliant fixtures despite awful form. So I'd maybe look at those as well. Reece James is out for 2 months, I think. That's been confirmed with a torn hamstring. So we're going to have to replace him. I'm looking at downgrading him for a cheaper option, possibly like Royale from Spurs. So then I've got a bit more money to upgrade my team elsewhere. Captaincy thoughts so far for game week 21. There's a few options. Obviously, Mo Salah is always an option. They've got a tricky fixture against Chelsea, which... apparently Chelsea have asked for that to be postponed. So again, keep your ears to the ground for that. If that one's postponed, I'll likely free hit because I just won't have any players. I mean, I've got Livramento and Brogier already out. Then I'd have Alexander-Arnold, Salah, Jota. I haven't got Salah anymore. Alexander-Arnold, Jota. James is out anyway. Alonso as well. Livramento and Brogier from Southampton. That's 6 players out. So, I think I'd probably have to free hit if that one's off. Just keep an eye out for that. And yeah, I think my captaincy at the moment is on Raheem Sterling playing against Arsenal. He had his rest for the Brentford game, so I think he could be a good option. United play Wolves, which will be a tricky fixture, so I'm not really looking towards Ronaldo, but obviously he's always going to be an option. And Son and Kane, who play Watford, that will be a good captaincy opportunity. I mean, if Watford get their double... I mean, should we be looking at Dennis captain? Possibly. Again, loads to consider. So much up in the air, but I hope that helps a little bit. Good luck with game week 21. Happy New Year. And hopefully next year we'll be back with a much more solid idea of what to do with our teams. Best of luck, everyone.
Hello. lads. I hope you well. Hope you had a good Christmas. So, fantasy football wise, I played my free hit on the Boxing Day games, and it was brilliant. It was a great Boxing Day. Absolutely flew up the overall rankings into like, it was 130k, something like that. Absolutely smashed it. Buzzing results across the board. Arsenal assets just delivering for me. Unfortunately, the games that followed Boxing Day absolutely fell off a cliff. So I just had players not appearing left, right and centre. The assets that I brought in didn't even start. It took a -4 to get Brozier in from Southampton. Mount only got an assist, so getting a -4 for them too was a complete and utter waste of time. And now James is injured. We've got Thiago Silva injured. Gallagher's out through illness. Don't know if that means because he's got COVID or what, but yeah, there's a lot of holes in my team to be plugged. And in reality, like a lot of people, I don't really think I know what my plan of action is for these 2022 games, the New Year's Day matches. I'm scratching my head, literally. I don't know what my options are going to be. I think what I'm going to try and do is try and bring in Heung-Min Son. I kind of like Ronaldo as well, but I also like Harry Kane as well. There's a lot of options out there. You know, all the premium strikers scored this week, didn't he? Lukaku, Kane, Ronaldo. Maybe they become options again, but I think it might be a little bit too soon for me to get them into my team. But I need to start thinking about transfers, and I'm almost definitely going to have to take a -4 because I've got too many players who are off to the Africa Cup of Nations. So I've got Salah, I've got Mane, and I've got Emmanuel Dennis, who's going to be going off for Nigeria. So I'd ideally not get rid of any of them, but because they're not going to be playing in the Premier League for a month, it probably makes sense to reinvest. So if I can make it work, sorry, that's a car alarm going off next to me because I'm in the services at Sharewell Valley. So hopefully you can hear me. Never mind, it's gone off. But yeah, so I'm probably going to be looking at trying to get at least one Tottenham asset in, either Son or Kane. I feel like Kane may be more of a differential, but I think he scored in each of his last four, so he could be a good differential to bring in. The long and short of this note is I've got no idea.
Hello, this is Ben in voice note form with my thoughts on game week 21. So it might be a double for some teams. It might not be. Who knows? If anyone does, at Ben Krellin on Twitter is your man. I've had a decent week this week. 56 points with no hits, which has taken me up to 535k. And I still haven't used any chips apart from the first wild card, which I did quite quickly because my starting team was rubbish this year. So I'm very much aiming for a top 100k finish, which is something that has eluded me for the past couple of years. So I'm really gunning for it this year. To be honest, I am considering an early second wild card. I want to wait until there's clearer news on fixtures, but I have got a few problems to solve in my team. The first one is Chelsea. I've got Mendy in goal, who'll be off to the Africa Cup of Nations with Senegal, and I've got Rudiger and Mount as well. Their fixtures don't look great at all. Liverpool, Man City and Spurs, followed by two blanks currently in 24 and 25. I'm also a bit worried about Liverpool because how will they get on without Mane and Salah? It could be a perfect time to bring in Jota, but will he get the same number of chances without the Egyptian king and the Senegalesian prince? Apart from Chelsea this week, their fixtures look okay. And with Van Dijk back, their defence should toughen up again. Robertson is still out for a few game weeks. So could it be time to bring back in Tsimikas as an enabler for a few more weeks? His price is currently 3.7 million. We've all got Arsenal players, which is something we wouldn't have said at the beginning of the season. I've got Smith Rowe, White and Tierney. Fixtures-wise, they've got a tough one this weekend in Man City. Then they've got Spurs. And I don't think Burnley and Wolves will be particularly easy for them either. So it might be time to look at moving some Arsenal players on. In terms of bringing players in, Man United could go back on a winning streak with the fixtures that they've got. And Ronaldo looks back on it. I'm delighted that I bought him in for Salah a few weeks ago. And definitely a decent captain choice for the duration of AFCON as well. I know I'm slightly biased, but I'm going to back the Villa boys for January. Ollie Watkins is finding his form and we've got some decent fixtures. We've got a good chance in every game we've got until April. And we all know that it's not just Watkins that likes to get on the score sheet. Ezri Konsa at 4.9 million, has an eye for goal, only 1.7% selected, and could be a steal. The player I'm worried about not owning at the moment is Son. A quarter of people in the game have got him, and he could do some damage over the next few weeks. In place of Salah, he could be a good option, but then KDB is looking like an option again, bringing in some very decent points nice and quietly. 34 points for KDB in the last four game weeks. Half of them were in the drubbing against Leeds, but he's got a goal and an assist in his last two games. All that's left to say for me is goodbye 2021. You've been a great year in some ways, but it's been far too stressful when it comes to FPL. Remember, it's just a game, and celebrate the little victories, like Salah blanking for what could be the first time ever, and the bravery of putting the captain's armband on Foden paying off. Thank you to Luke for the confidence to do that one. And of course, if you've enjoyed listening to Triple Captain this year, then please do share it with your mates. We love our hardcore of listeners, especially the ones who joined our Discord too, which is popping off all the time. But it'd be nice to see a few new people in 2022. We don't get paid for doing this. We do it because we love FPL. So if you could help us by spreading the word, it will mean that we can keep producing more episodes. Luke, Rich, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to catch you up, I think, I hope. I'm going to try my best. I've got lots of chips to use in 2022, and I'm going for that top 100K.